Hi, it's Alan on WeeB 108, and we've got a big event coming to Milford later on this month. As you know, this year is the 250th anniversary of the United States of America, and Milford is going to be doing a big celebration parade on Saturday, June 20th, and here to talk all about it is Tom Hunt from the city of Milford. How's it going, Tom?
Good. How are you?
I'm great, and I am really looking forward to this. First and foremost, you've got a lot of names and titles under your signature on your email. So, what exactly do you do for the city of Milford, other than I would say everything?
I run the Highway Parks Department. I'm the senior foreman, and I'm also deputy tree warden. I'm also on a committee. I'm the chair of the parade committee and the chair of the beautification for the 250th.
Well, that is a big job for this year, yeah. Obviously, because you know, 250 is doesn't come around too often.
No, it doesn't.
How did you get involved with the parade? How did this come about?
So the mayor asked me if I would sit on the board, and I said, yes, I'll sit on the board. And that's how it all started.
When did planning begin for this parade?
So the planning began back in early January, and now we're at the point next weekend is actually the parade. So we have done a lot of planning, getting everything all set up, and we're looking pretty good. We got about 44 units that are participating in the parade. So what we did was we ended up canceling Memorial Day parades. What I did is I took from the Memorial Day parade, and we're going to bring those units into our parade. So hopefully we'll have between 50 and 55 units all together.
Wow. I mean, putting something like that together in less than 6 months is very impressive.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, and I have a very good team with my subcommittee, with the parade subcommittee. They've been really good. I have Amanda. She's actually from the St. Patrick's Day parade with the Irish Club. And I have Tom Jackson, which he runs the Veterans Parade. And then I have another guy, John. He's with our junior major league. With all of us together, putting our heads together, we really pulled it off. I also have been working with Rosa Dolores' office and the Coast Guard for a flyover. So that will commence before the parade takes off at 11. Once the flyover comes over, and then we'll start marching.
Nice. That's going to be awesome. Now, you mentioned that the Memorial Day parade had to get canceled, but that was on, it was torrential rain pours.
Yeah, it was raining. We were diehards. We did the memorial laying of the wreaths. Believe it or not, the Public Works Honor Guard, we were there. We had our little rain gear on. But with the veterans, what they've done for this country and the falling, that's the least we can do in a little bit of pouring rain.
Now, you mentioned one of the organizers with you was involved with the St. Patrick's Day parade. And if I'm not mistaken, this parade is going to follow the route that they do as well.
That's correct. Basically, it'll be the same route as the St. Patrick's Day parade. And it'll take off at 11 o'clock at Wasson Field, and then it will stop over near the old Smith Funeral Home, near the gazebo on the Milford Green. We also have the Juneteenth celebration, which will kick off at between 1 and 4, and that is at the Mary Taylor Church on the other side of the green. And then after that celebration, we kick off our summer fireworks, which will take place at 5 o'clock down at Lisbon Landing. We'll have food trucks, music. Our first band will be Sapphire from 5 to 7. And then we'll have the Rum Runners from 7:30 to 10:30. Our fireworks will kick off at 9:15.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. There's going to be a big turnout for that.
Yeah. So we're trying to do is make a nice day with all the community joining in and celebrating the 250th. It's going to be a great day. Hopefully, knock on wood, the weather holds up for us, and we'll have a great parade, a big parade.
So, yeah, if you've got your specific spots that you like to watch the St. Patrick's Day Parade, I was over near the gazebo this year, so that's more than likely where I'm going to be watching it this year. Yeah. What is, like, sort of the parking situation, especially since there's so many events happening that day?
Right, okay. So I'll explain to everybody. I mean, normally you can park at the Senior Center. You can walk up. With the fireworks, we're going to have free shuttles. Okay. So from 4 to 11:30 at night, we'll have parking at the Harborside Middle School with a shuttle, Wasson Field, Milford Senior Center, and Milford Academy. In the downtown Milford parking garage below, we'll have shuttles and there's parking available. So that pretty much even for the parade as well. We're not going to have shuttles, but if you're going to the parade, those locations are good locations, walking distance to the green.
Smart. That's good. It's going to be a busy day. June 20th, it is the parade. It's the Juneteenth celebration. It's the fireworks. So you can just hit up the green and just stay all day. And I did notice on the website, are you involved with the Adopt-a-Hydrant program that's going on as well?
No, that falls underneath another subcommittee that will be taking care of that.
All right.
That's Suzanne Fitzpatrick.
Got it.
She's running that. That is going to commence. Right now, I think they started painting some hydrants. Also, Colony Paint has donated some kits for us as well. We also are going to put on our website the most decorative houses in Milford, which is going to be ran by DAR. And I'm actually on the board there as a judge. So we're asking Milford residents, can you decorate your houses for the 250th? And then we're going to have the judge, and then we'll have some prizes after we judge on the homes.
That's awesome. You don't have to wait till the 4th of July to start celebrating. June 20th, it's going to be here before you know it. And speaking of things that are going to be here before you know it, now, I'm sure you're aware of this. Milford, well, it existed before 250 years ago. The Milford 400th anniversary is going to be in about 13 years. When are you going to start planning that parade?
Hopefully we can do that a year or 2 years prior, ahead of time. We're a little short notice this year, but we got it done. You know, people in Milford, we're a tight community. We always get it done. We make it work.
Very much. Tom Hunt, part of the Milford America 250th Anniversary Celebration Parade. It's happening June 20th, downtown Milford, along the green. Tom, thanks for spending a few minutes with me. We are really looking forward to this.
Thank you.